some tea.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
And we back, and we back.
We back.
Episode 96 of the Sunday Did It podcast. Whoa. 96 Bulls.
96 draft class? No.
Yeah, 96 yeah, draft class.
Kobe, Steve
Nash.
Oh,
that, oh yeah. The draft?
Shit, let me go back to
that. Not that yet. That was.
Yo, yeah, pull that up that draft
class. That was premier.
Pull up that draft class, because that is one, because... You know, like, where does that class still stand?
Top three.
Well, we all know it's top three. But people always argue those three.
Oh, so. It's not three? What you think? You don't think it's three?
I mean, let's pull up the list. Let's look at the list real quick.
Okay. You got Jordan's draft class, you got Kobe's draft class, then you got Bron's draft class.
I put Kobe's draft class as probably two.
Who's one and who's three?
But one probably Jordan.
I'm like, oh, three.
I think LeBron's
3 is so tough.
Like. It is tough when you look at the.
Because even from the big names, like even the niggas that went 10, 11.
If you look at how it aged, nice. Too, so like
yeah,
the
yeah.
careers they had, but like 96, man, 96 yeah, might be.
AI, Kobe.
AI, Kobe, Ray Allen.
Ray Sugar Ray was in that vibe.
But Steve Nash was in there.
Oh, yeah. AI, Marcus Camby.
Camby was doing his thing.
Stephon Marbury. Stephon Walker.
But nice shit. Shout out to the 96 draft, NBA draft.
Niggas, Marcus Camby. Washed up.
And Marcus Camby used to be a bucket, though. That's the crazy part. Then he just turned into a nigga that blocked shots. Yeah, then he just turned into a block.
He had a long career.
Yeah, then he just turned into a nigga that blocked shots. But he used to be a bucket.
Hey, man. What Vince Carter say, can't jump forever.
When did Vince come
out? Was he
90? This is 90.
Because he was after Tracy.
Tracy. But he was older than Tracy. But Tracy got
out
of high school.
Yeah.
They drafted my guy Ilgauskas in that draft. Shout out to him.
Shout out to my Big Z. Shout out to LeBron bringing his boy along.
Oh my God.
He brought him along for like he had him playing.
Carter was 98.
Okay. And then
him and T Mac.
Tracy must have been 97. Oh no, they came out. They got drafted the same year, but Vince was older. Is that how it went?
Yeah, because Tracy came right out of high school.
Yeah.
I think Tracy was 97. Might be 98.
Tracy's 97.
Yeah, okay. So, Tracy did come, even though Vince was older.
Vince came and took over the team.
Man, 96. I love the year 96. I started kindergarten in 96.
We got to set it off. We got Soul Food, Russ.
Damn, that was 96.
Classic. Revisit that from
got Space there. Jam, Independence Day.
That Will Smith was in for 20 minutes. Like people look at it Independence Day as a Will Smith movie, but like he's barely in it when you really look at it.
So it's kind of like how Zendaya was with what was the movie she came out with last year?
She was in the movie last
Dune.
Year? Yeah, with Dune, like she was on all the promotion. She's in the movie for like 15
minutes. Her face is big on that poster.
Right? That was a 2000 movie move all the time. They used to claim a celebrity was in the movie and they'd be in that joint.
They only paid them such and such to be in it, so they're barely in it. But like, hey, that's all we need. We got the footage. We're going to put it all in the trailer. You all in that trailer.
Man. I want to see what
Bad Boys came out in 96, right?
Yes, sir.
Bad Boys 1 came out in 95.
Oh, 95, damn it. Okay. Close. Shout out to my favorite movie of all time. But yeah, 96, man. Dope year. Amazing.
Mike
Big Dope.
Lowry. Big Mama, your arm.
96, we got any football players? 96?
Shit. I don't think so.
I know when we get the 98 class. I know we get that was on 98, that class.
Yeah, shout out to 96, man. Episode 96. We almost had 100. Road to 100. Still going. Big week we missed last week.
We got hit with a big bombshell.
Then we got a big week. This week.
Everybody moved. Sorry, Joey Badass. Brent Faiyaz, you went real quiet. And a lot of people, Lil Baby and then dropped a single, though. But the boy, Man's Dim. Six God.
You got to have a different name for this sound, though. What's his name for this sound?
Wouldn't they call him the Draken? Draken. But Mans is here. OVO.
EDM.
Oh, October's very old.
Electrical Drake music, EDM.
Drake. The O's in OVO stand for Unz. Von Unz. The boy dropped an album. The title is...
Honestly, never mind.
Russ, the police store is open. Take it away.
I'm actually gonna let y'all go first. Actually,
who's gonna let you? Oh, you know, I originally planned off first listening coming in and killing that album and destroying that album, but then Cole called an audible and told me I should give it another chance. and be more fair. I'm like, man, you're right, Jermaine. Let me listen to it outside in nice warm weather and then listen to the vibe. Okay, I see the vision. I see. You know, he made it for the guys, women. You know, he made this for us. Like Drake said, y'all may not get it yet. I understand if y'all don't get it yet. You know, y'all catch up. He told us to catch up, which is like a reverse psychology trick. So now people go, oh, no, I'm not slow. Oh, let me catch up and do it. And Drake, it still didn't work, man. This I see what you're trying to do. Still don't make it good. But if you love that sound, I'm gonna segue that into Orin and Orin's take. Like, Orin, how'd you put it?
No, if you love that sound, then the album is good. It's a good album for that sound. Now, but if you are a fan of rap or you're a fan of Drake and what Drake has given to you for
Timestamp Records
for you know, six projects previous, that was trash. but no, it's a good album if you like that sound. But if you don't like that sound, obviously you
even if
like
they
that.
Like More Life and
no, I'm saying like views? That sound, like not a song off a project. Like yeah, like, no, yeah, like yeah. But if you didn't, if you are a fan of even singing Drake, if you're a fan of singing Drake and you're a fan of rapping Drake, either way, this one ain't for you. This is his passion project. He took him a while to do a passion project. Like I said, we know
better late than never, you know.
Yeah, we know artists, I think they do the passion project too early. You better off.
Some of y'all do it a little too early.
Yeah, you do it later in your career, it's a little more acceptable because we know who you are. So we like, all right, yeah, all right.
He gave us something at the end of the album to show us.
Yeah, so then, yeah, he pulled a Yeezus.
Called up Tay Keith real quick. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, just to let y'all know that. No, this is not the direction he's going for the rest of his career. Like, no, I'm still
referring to the track him. Bound to at the end to show that he was still
like, as Kanye put it, like, oh yeah, I did Bound at the end just to let everybody know everything's okay.
that nigga's not okay.
He lied to us, but I understand the thinking. Well, I'm glad he
son, where'd you find this?
I'm glad he came to thinking. But as far as I liked it, of course I liked the 21 Savage record at the end. I like
just jump straight to the end. I like
Liability. Oh, yeah. Favorite track on the it's probably Sticky. If I had to go from the
That's the consensus
from if I don't use the 21 Savage record, because that's obviously a record.
That's easy.
That's not the record for the album. Yeah, that's not the best
cohesive.
The best of the sound of this album. Or my favorite is Sticky probably. So, but I thought it was solid. It's probably good. Give you a good listen. I'm more concerned with the numbers down. Somebody check on my boy Drake. What's the projection?
I was between 210 and 210.
God damn it,
Russ. The police store is open. God damn it. And then we're gonna break down the album track list. But go ahead.
Let me go. Let me go. ISO real quick.
Go ahead, Russ Bucks.
Let's go, Russ Bucks.
OVO Russ.
Take it away.
So originally, when I saw the surprise drop news and I saw the track list, I did not expect this. But then I looked at I looked at the producers and I said, okay, I have a feeling where this is going. And then I checked my group chat. I got going on Twitter, the OVO group chat. And they were like, yeah, this is probably a dance album. I was like, man, y'all lying. Right, yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Nobody
look at the titles of this track list.
And then like somebody screenshotted and said like, I was like, oh shit. And then he had DJ Carnage in there. Carnage is like a lot of EDM stuff. And I'm like, oh shit.
So you braced yourself.
You were familiar with his production history.
I was like, oh, okay. I see the vision. And Black Coffee's on there. And he did that song, Get It Together, I'm More Alive. And I was like, oh, okay. I see where we're going with this.
Hey, Russ braced himself.
Like I said, this was what I was expecting. I was cool with it, you know what I'm saying? Like it was a cool listen, but like
in its genre, it's pretty good in its genre. Like if Nelly dropped a country album, I know it's gonna be fire within that realm of the country album, even if you are a rap fan.
But like I said on Twitter, I was like for the people that I criticized, and they're like oh, we didn't want this. I'm like, yeah, but like I feel like y'all were the same people saying if he made a whole album full of Jimmy Cooks, I feel like you would have said the whole album sounded the same too. So
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
this is a lose-lose in general for people who like are kind of like overall just tired of his music in general. So it's like,
nah, I won't say that because he has more than 210 first week that would have loved and enjoyed a whole album of Jimmy Cooks, and he has a whole more than 210 a week that would have loved if he would have just sang
overseas,
if he would have just did a bunch of No Guidance type records.
Yeah.
So this 210, like I said, I'm more the
there's
numbers.
There's an EDM audience. Like you see with them EDM.
You
can tell.
When
you gonna do something for us?
This numbers reflect the whole crowd that was booing them. Then Tyler Creator crowd that was booing them.
Oh, yeah.
Drake clearly is not big. He is not big in the electric dance music circuit because they didn't come back this one. Which they don't back albums. They only back remixes of songs sped up and, you know, highlighter. But yeah, nah. I like I said, for what it is, it's cool. Like, yeah, replayability. Am I gonna be am I gonna go back to it? Nah, just because I don't, you know, I don't be dancing.
Jimmy Cooks, man. of course, that is a great go
to. And shout out to 21, man. Like, ever since he changed his great, hey man, we're gonna give Amber Rose her flowers. Shout out to her changing 21 Savage, because he really, like, he be talking about artist deals. He be like, and he really want to be a rapper. Like, ever since that album, I'm like, oh, he really wants to be a rapper. And
he's fully invested.
He has substance. Invested. He's a guy. He's a man of substance.
Like,
now.
He's out here. So shout outs to 21 and from, you know, making the album.
Yeah, I definitely
think making those moments.
Yeah, it was definitely like you said, the whole like Bound 2 thing as far as like Yeezus goes. Like, I definitely see what they're going with that. I think for this album, I think the idea, which is like, you know, do something like, more like a passion project or something that you really just wanted to do, all the, like, you enjoy, it's cool. I think they could have probably rolled this out a little bit better as far as maybe, like, you know, throw a single out there. Maybe get
oh, yeah, they should have walked this one out.
Yeah.
This shouldn't have been the album you do that with. That's,
yeah, this wasn't a surprise but, drop-esque thing.
But I mean, too, like, also, like, I feel like with the whole label, they're probably like, well, we already gave you, like, you know, because obviously this isn't the first, like, you know, album with the new deal. I think Darkland Demo Tapes technically is.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, okay. That's like when he started owning everything. So,
but like the $500 million deal, I thought that just happened.
No, they said that was done.
They just announced it, but that deal's been done like since like, I think like since like the end of the pandemic.
Darkland was like the beginning, like in 2020.
So what we know for sure, CLB was the first one.
CLB was.
Because if you go back to 2019 when we needed the Tupac after the Raptors one, that was like kind of the beginning of the whole like him and Universal trying to figure it out. That's why everything kept going on SoundCloud. And then once Darkland came, that was like, okay, we closed the deal. Now you can just basically do what you want to do.
I will say this about this album. It's a good vibe. The album's only 53 minutes, so it's not a long album. Yeah. It's not a long album by any means. I like the first half of this album, and of course the last two tracks are great too. But as far as speaking in terms of the sound of the album, I can do the first half. I can't do it for a whole album. Hey, this is a good vibe for a little bit. Like, after a while, like, all right, this is starting to sound the same. We get to I don't know when the next track begins. Like, you know, but I like Texco Green.
Yeah, Texco Green's a good one.
Which one is Texco Green? That's not, you know, I don't never know.
That's right after Fallback.
At first listen, I was disappointed because like the titles of these songs make it sound like he's gonna be getting his shit off, going crazy. But like,
I don't even look at track lists no more because there's no point.
Look at this feature. I don't know
how the feature's gonna sound. I don't know how to,
especially with Drake, because Drake will say something like, man, you won't even know how it's gonna sound. The hook's gonna sound, because like, he won't even say those words in that song. Why'd you title it that? You don't even say that in the song.
I don't even look at track lists no more because ain't no point. Because like I said, features be sounding mad different. Oh, did we get whatchamacallit that was supposed to be featured on this album when we were talking about it? And I was like, Ariana Grande, is she on now?
No, that was a damn lie.
Okay, yeah. I don't know, I was gonna say I hope she got the Stevie Wonder treatment with the feature.
Harmonica. Yeah.
Speaking of Stevie Wonder, he was playing harmonica. he was not on that album, but it sounds good for that. I'm not ever really in that mode, in the EDM mode.
You'll catch up.
I can do a couple songs at a time, but so I don't see myself putting the album on play.
You'll catch up.
It's okay. What they say? What's not for you is not for you. What's not for me is not for me.
That's good.
Happy Father's Day to the fathers.
Speaking of
fathers, Drake's a father.
Also, too, I do want to see like what's like the plan now with this. Are you gonna like? Do you know how I usually drop projects and just move on?
Oh, he's moving on.
No, I'm saying as far as honestly, bro.
After this response, he is moving on. He dropped the video.
Honestly, I could see.
He stands by it. Y'all just don't get it yet. That's the thing.
I'll respect that whenever he drops an album that's not like that well received by like the masses. Which obviously it's not been like that. But I'm saying, like, you know how people most responses.
That's when he go harder. When it's not received.
Are you wanting to double down? You want him to double down, or you think he's going to double down?
I don't think he'll double down. Because even like people, like if you go back to like views. Didn't really double down on that. It was just like, hey man, I enjoyed the album. If you look at like More Life, that's probably the last album that like was probably like, I'm saying like review wise. If you go like review, like album, that's probably the last project he had that like was pretty like positive reviews. Everything after that's been all like no, this is the this is a repeat. This isn't creative.
And see, he don't push those albums like when they when they were overseas, like more like, or even Take Care. Like we all loved it, and he didn't really say much.
Yeah, I was saying like the only album that I remember him really pushing is Thank Me Later, and Nothing Was the Same. Other than that, he really
I,
ain't.
I feel like a Scorpion. They push Scorpion. Oh, no.
I feel like the label pushed that. Like,
the label like, put videos. Thank Me Later. You can't put on Drake. That's not that they had. He had to do that bullshit.
Like nothing. I feel like Nothing Was the Same. He wanted to do all the interviews.
That was a passion project.
He was out there with Nothing Was the Same.
He was passionate about that project too.
He had that snapback backwards,
and he was angry.
Yeah, cockback snapback. See my cut through the holes. He was out here.
Because even with like Scorpion, when they were like, "Oh, this is a bloated album." I remember in Rap Radar, he was like, "Yeah, I probably could have made it more like, you know, more concise album to be like more like
I was cool with Scorpion,
but I'm kind of glad he don't be in there like, "Yeah man, I missed the mark, I'll try better." I'm just glad you don't give excuses like, "Hey man, I could do this better, but I want to make a double album shit, like I want to do it, like, you know what I mean?" So
yeah, no, this is not, I feel like he gonna treat it like, "Y'all got the music, y'all like it, cool, I'll be back in, I'll be back next year."
No, he come back this year, bro. Scary Hours Part 3.
But before we get to that,
did he say that?
He's on the radio show. He was like, "Oh, I got a Scary Hours 3 coming out, you know, like, so it's not done yet, but I'll let y'all know."
Did you see the video before you move on? Did you see the video of him talking to fake Drakes?
That shit fake as hell, bro.
Oh, no,
That was my initial reaction. It's like, this is clearly fake.
Well, we have to have the conversation now that Russ, you said the projections was what, 230?
210 to 230.
So we have to revisit. We have to revisit the conversation that the great Charlemagne has asked us.
Drake era over?
Is Drake over? Is the Drake era?
Man. We in the golden ages, like you said, man. It's the golden ages at this point,
man. Yeah, no, they've been waiting for this.
They've been quiet about that theory ever since this.
They gave up
back to back years.
I think they gave up after Scorpion. They like, all right, fuck it. Like after God's Plan and My Feelings Was Huge, they was like, all right, we done asking. Like, ain't no point in asking this fucking question no more. Is it over or is this the last one? Like, clearly he still got more shit to pump out for us. So.
People are gonna still listen. He's too big at this point Drake's gonna drop an album and no one's gonna listen to it. That's not gonna happen. We're past that point now.
Yeah, and this album of all albums shows, because this album, everybody, before the negative reviews, you seen everybody rushing to listen to it. Like, so he can still announce, like, "Oh, I'm dropping tonight." Like, he said it 7 hours before it came out. Like, he said it like 5 p.m. and, you know, before it dropped. And people are still going to go check it out. So, if it was fire, it would have been a huge, you know, a huge thing. I did hear that he was ducking Beyonce's release date. That's why he pushed up the album.
We got some narratives to get to about these release dates.
Didn't they drop around the same time when she dropped Lemonade? He dropped Views, and he did it.
Yeah, it was like they be dropping around the same time.
Man, he pushed that motherfucker up some vicious.
He probably on Beyonce's album.
He said B. They said B coming in. When B said she was coming, everybody said, they said the music.
Everybody moved. Yeah,
they said it fucked up everybody's plans. They said everybody.
She did this and parted the rest. He's like, watch this.
That like TikTok or like that science experience where you have water and like sand, and then you like have like some soap, like some Dawn soap on your finger, and you put it in the water, and then all the dirt just spreads out. Yeah, I seen it. It's a cool little science trick. That's what happened.
So let's get into some funny release date news. Everybody pushed their shit. Joey Badass put out a statement.
Said, nope.
It was too funny. Joey said, "My album will not be coming out today, y'all. Sample clearances." And we were like, "Nigga, no." The internet lit his ass. So like, "Nigga, no, it's not the day of." I forgot to. That's crazy. I forgot to clear the sample.
And then, Russ, you said Brent was coming, right?
Brent was supposed to come too. Yeah,
Brent. He was supposed to come that day, though, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was like next month, isn't it?
But yeah, then.
I guess supposedly.
And then. Did he say there was a release date or like.
Brent,
he dropped a trailer for it.
I was going by Brandison. That's what I was going
by. Oh, B said
it. And we were all going off the trailer. Yeah. And now that shit is gone. And then Brent did the neuralizer from Men in Black. Like, so yeah, I said next month.
That's all. I'm like, because when you said that, and I'm like, and I went to go look after I listened to it, I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool on electric drum music.
I was ready to get straight to
the. Yeah, so I went to go look. I'm like, it ain't there. So now, yeah, I was trying to find something. But then he dropped like a little trailer or something. Say that it's coming. Yeah. It's coming in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's coming.
His date is like to be announced, but he already dropped like a track list and stuff too.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Drake
fucked everything. Yeah,
Drake definitely moved. So Beyonce started, and Drake came and fucked up.
I said we took two L's off of one album.
Just messed up.
Chris Brown coming next week though.
Yeah.
He said Wayne going off on there. Yeah, I mean, he said it's not a 40 track album.
It's 18, I think.
Yeah, I think he said something like that. Like
smooth 150. That's a 12 track album for Chris.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's only 2 minutes long.
But, no, I mean, like, for the album, they did 12, like, oh, this is short for you. But, like, when he does 18, like, oh, that's short for you.
So, yeah, so I'm actually going to check it out. I haven't listened to a Chris Brown project probably since Fame, maybe.
Yeah, Chris has my attention for this
album.
And you compromise. Any person that'll compromise for fans like me, like, yo, that album's too long, my nigga. And he dropped 18. Like, I respect that.
Seem like he's been regular. He's just been hooping. You know, it seems less Christina Aguilera on the table.
Got his cocaine and, you know moderation now.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to say cocaine. But
cocaine breeze. The finest.
But yeah, he seemed regular. Like, he don't seem all mad and ready to freestyle against niggas, ready to fight niggas. He just been hooping and making music. You know what I mean?
He's staying out of headlines.
Yeah, staying out of headlines.
Like, he's like the baby. Twitter is funny. They be counting the days.
Nah, that's
how long
funny.
Yeah, such a day since the baby.
It's been this long since the baby incident. Yeah, that's funny.
No incidents. Yeah, no, I'm very much looking forward to the Brent album because
I'm excited for Brent. So when's the exact release date? Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't remember what it was.
I feel like he moved it to July. So
I feel like he
is before it. So we all know the last week of July, the last Friday of July is a blackout date. That is no music will be released or talked about or anything. That week, because Beyonce blacked that out, so so that's a blackout date. But so excited for Brandon. Like I said, Breezy next week. So excited for Breezy.
I forgot what the name.
It's called Breezy. I was just saying his name.
Breezy don't really put. He don't put effort into his album title. Nah. Drake don't put effort into album covers, and Chris Brown does not be putting effort.
I swear they're all just variations of his nicknames. I swear they're just all his nicknames. Like, I don't know it to be anything else.
Yeah, no, but so in basketball, do you got Drake or do you got Chris Brown?
Man, hooping, man, that's
fun. How would Chris do in the Drake League?
man, Chris fast, so he might. Them niggas,
hey, man, listen, that
them niggas be moving slow as all outside with, watching watching.
Coked Drake. Up or non coked up? Like
both. I've seen him move.
But I'm saying,
Chris athletic. So
can Drake beat coked up Chris?
Man, I don't know. Chris. That's what I'm saying. Like Drake got like a Luka game. It's like real slow. But he can shoot. But it's not. It's real. You know.
Because I got Drake winning against sober Chris. I'm not putting no money up against cocaine Chris now.
But yeah, like I said, everything I seen from Chris Brown, like, so maybe in a 1-on-1 Drake will win, but then if they run teams, Chris Brown gonna have 17,000 fast break points.
But if Cole come through, y'all got to move like y'all do from Beyonce's date. Yeah, like y'all go.
Cole ain't gonna miss a shot. Cole, he's a professional basketball player.
Don't let little Dirk come in.
Dirk Yo
do a set shot.
According to LeBron, that's who he's picking.
He's the best. He's seen the footage. He's seen the tapes.
He's seen him hit enough shots in a row.
Enough shots in a row.
Brian said
with no defense on him. Oh yeah, no, he's gonna beat y'all all day. Just don't stick to any defense on him.
It's a knockdown.
He will not miss a shot. That little Sosa, that little Chicago.
Yeah,
little,
he won't hit miss a shot.
Oh, you know, that double entendre. Don't hear that. Dirk, I'm sorry, please.
He will not miss a shot.
I don't want any problems with Dirkio. Those are the big four in the culture
He got a spin move and he ain't missing a shot. Shout outs to Dirkio. But Beyonce, man.
Beyonce, did she give a title for this album?
Yeah, it's called Renaissance.
Oh yeah, that's right. People pulled up shit from year tweets from year like, oh, she been had this title. She was telling us this whole time.
Man, I know that made a couple of her fans nervous. I've heard a couple of fans like, oh, okay, what we gonna get from B?
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna get woke B. Has she been hanging around Solange? Yeah. Like, how close has she been to Solange? Because you saw what we got 2016. We got that was she was hanging around with a seat at the table. Solange gave us. I have the theory about a seat at the table and the success of that. It's because Beyonce made Lemonade. Because before a seat at the table, people were writing off and brushing off Solange like crazy. Yeah. People want to forget that and erase that from history. Like, no, we always love Solange. Like, bullshit. I remember what y'all used to say about Solange. But when Beyonce dropped Lemonade, it made people more accepting to when Solange dropped seat at the table. Like, she been this type of artist. She's been.
Oh, yeah.
and making this type of music, but now y'all love it because their sister's on board with it.
You know? Oh, yeah, y'all, you already know. So,
and Lemonade sounded like Solange was behind the scenes helping, you know, that pen was active. Like oh, you want to revisit the situation with Hovind or something? Oh, yeah, no, I got you. I got some.
Is she credited on that, John?
I don't know. I don't know. Chance, she might be the ghostwriter. I mean, it's R&B, so there's no like. Like shame. Like, you have people writing.
Like no, nobody actually looks at the writers because they know there's writers.
Yeah, no, people would be like, look, you had Tank write the song for you. Nobody cares. Tank has written some shit for people. Like now, R&B. Shout out to Tank. He has everybody got a podcast now. But I respect Tank because it's a street. It's an R&B podcast. If anybody can do that, Jamie Foxx and Jay Valentine, like that's great. And I'll listen to stories from them all day.
Oh yeah, because you know they got them, man.
You know they got them. You know they got people who got a history and they made classics together. Like man, you can hear there are moments where they sound exactly like when their voices blend. Jamie Foxx and Tank
for
like,
sure.
Like you know they, like and I know it's not a shocker to anybody, but boy, is Jamie Foxx talented. Like, because that clip has been going around about this. Is Jamie Foxx the most talented all-around entertainer? So, old head Twitter came in like, Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis can't sing like that, man.
Who would you replace?
Oh my God, he can tap dance. We know a lot of niggas could tap dance back then. That was the thing back then. So you tap dance and you sang like this, right, sure, boing, boing.
Who would you replace?
Sorry, I'll hit Twitter.
Who would you replace in TGT with Jamie?
Tyrese got to go. that was not hard at all. Like,
oh man, but see the reason why I gave it a second thought because your knee jerk reaction is, all right, Tyrese, you're out of there. But I was thinking talent wise, I'm like, Genuine's the weak link talent wise, man.
Hey,
I don't know.
We will not disrespect.
I don't know if you
listen. His dance move may have deteriorated. Or when you said replace, the first thing that came to my mind is him on that big festival stage, or then the other clip of him trying to jump. Like he can't backflip no more. Listen, he's 45 now, man. You can't expect the Genuine. You can't expect big beard genuine to do this. Ain't baby hair.
Man, but when I seen the video, I thought he was trying to pop. Like I didn't even realize he was trying to like roll like until somebody clipped it together.
He was trying to do the belly roll, the body rolls, and he can't. Hey man, niggas. You don't got making knees. Genuine can't take his head off. But we will not slander Genuine.
Genuine. I legit thought that like.
I don't know if you gonna slander Genuine. We was talking about.
I was just
to tell him the question that we brought in. Like so if we were like, bringing well, Jamie Foxx into TGT.
We was talking about Tank in his podcast, and we was talking about how Jamie Foxx is on there and how it's hilarious.
I meant to check that out.
Yeah, I just been seeing clips, and the clips just been funny. But then I asked, like, yo, so who would you have replaced in TGT with Jamie Foxx? And then Brandon knee jerk reaction is obviously Tyrese. But then I was like, I don't know. I'm like, Genuine is the weakest link talent wise.
I don't know, man. I know I'm right. 100% Genuine is a classic album. I'm just saying. Like,
I'm not talking about catalog. I wasn't talking to her. I was talking about them making new music. Like that's what I was like. I'm like, did you see the clip of Genuine trying to body roll at a festival?
At a festival.
No, I missed that.
He's been going viral multiple. There was the other one.
Oh, no.
Yo, Twitter like that. Then there was another clip from another performance where it looks like he was trying to backflip. He just jumped and kicked his legs. And they were like, what was that? What were you trying to do, Genuine?
To the point, like, when he was trying to body roll, I thought he was just, like, doing, like, a pop lock move. Like it was stiff as hell. But then,
they pulled up the side-by-side footage from him in the pony video and what he was really trying to do. And we was all dying. Like, yeah, he can. He's like, but in the video, he was getting down low with the Megan knees. And so, and all like, oh, Genuine.
Knees ain't doing that no more, man.
Though his body ain't doing it no more. He couldn't get a roll to save his life.
Yeah, it was a belly roll. He got a gut now, man. It's old Genuine. It like, so, like he's 47. Like, what do you want from Elgin at this point?
What do you want from me?
But yeah, that's I'd replace Genuine as far as it makes.
Damn.
And like the tour wise, Tyrese.
I like Genuine's catalog.
Tour wise, no. But yeah,
I'll be fine without Sweet Lady
as them making new music.
Plus, ain't Tyrese gonna get a spinoff with Ludacris? So you know, we got to see the Roman Pierce spinoff.
Shout out to Roman Pierce. Shouts to Luda too. He's about to get a star.
His star, him and Martin Lawrence.
Did you look up? So I didn't know that you have to pay like yearly to keep that star there.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you got to pay like $80,000 a year to keep it there. I'm like,
it's that's crazy. I know you had to pay to get it. And
exactly.
They, like a membership.
That's the funny part. They like, hey, yeah, come and pay for it. Like,
I forgot.
We're gonna acknowledge you, but you're gonna pay for it. we're gonna acknowledge you, but you.
Yeah, because they were asking somebody like, how come you don't? It was somebody famous. Like, why don't you have a star? Like. Because you have to pay $50,000.
I take it back. There's no way in hell that there's an $80,000 a year fee.
I'll double check it.
Do you see who's on that walk?
I know some of y'all not keeping up the payments.
There's some people not keeping up. Like for some people, like, oh yeah, that's not, that's a drop in the bucket. They probably pay that. Some of them people walk long as hell, and I know. Okay, Gary. Some of them people.
that might have what kept Gary Coleman broke because he had to pay that $80,000.
It's $55,000 after you are selected.
Yeah, so you got to pay the $50,000 to get it put in.
But every year you're not paying $80,000.
Go look at who got stars. That are alive. Brother. Go look at the people that are alive that still got stars.
There's some people that I know for a fact you cannot. Jimmy J.J. Walker is not.
There's people that are alive that I know for sure cannot pony up a damn sure not 80. 80 grand a year.
But they
would have been like, yeah, take my shit off. Like, I know some people would have been like, yeah, it's cool. Take it off.
Yeah, see, some people don't understand the money, the politics and fees against. So people always have outrage. Like, wait, you got so and so got a star before so and so because Martin Lawrence got a star, finally getting a star with Lucas. So a lot of people are like, what, y'all let all the young girls get a star before him? Y'all let the Viola Davis got one. Like,
so you pay it every 2 years, the 55.
Man, I still don't know.
I still don't believe some of y'all are keeping up the payments.
They got payment plans, I think.
Yeah, they gotta have some people. Gotta be grandfathered in.
It's like a car payment. Yeah, you pay $55,000.
Yeah, you pay for the first 3 years.
You can refinance after that.
Yeah,
because get your rate down a little lower.
Nah.
Extend out your payment.
Yeah, because ain't no way. I'm not like man. Have you seen it? Have you been on the walk?
No, I've never been.
They have good parts of the walk.
And there's the dark parts.
And then they got dark parts of the walk where
it's like the Lion King, like everything just like touches you.
We won't go over there.
There are parts of the walk that the light don't touch look like Skid Row. Like it's dark in some of the places. And I know them people ain't still keeping up them payments. Like, nah, hell nah. Y'all got people pissing on my stuff. I ain't been keeping up the payments here. Like, man, they got it. Something's amended with that.
Call center Twitter is just now catching on to the Drake album. That's not a good thing. They're like, Drake drop an album. They hear about such shit.
You know all them going to hate it. So, yeah, this is just another wave of hate. put back on your cape, Russ. You got some more people.
Hey, they go
reactivate your Facebook. You got to get on there.
I've been fighting my life.
They go to work, and then they come. They don't be knowing shit that happened. They be hearing about beefs way late. Like, when Twitter talks, it's done. They don't catch on until Monday. So this one girl from call center Twitter texted me like, I'm so pissed. I'd like send a screenshot of the album. I was in her mind like, hey, Drake dropped the album. I'm mad about this album. And she's like, she's Caribbean descent and she has a Trinidadian roots. So she's offended by this album apparently. But the amount of things that there's been some surprises that have happened since we last potted. Like things have changed. Like who knew since last pod that we would get a Drake album? And then who knew I would become an influencer, TikTok phenomenon. since we last potted, hey man, the numbers is going up, man. I'm taking brand deals. things have been going good. You know, these videos be hitting.
We love to see it,
man. Definitely. But speaking of stars too, Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence got getting his star, and
the reunion.
BET dropped the reunion special.
Martin reunion special. Going out, man. Love to see. Rest in peace, Tommy.
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Tommy. You know, BET had to BET it up, but it was definitely dope. they had a whole service for Tommy with performances and people doing eulogies and all that. You know, BET.
They did it up, man.
Had a whole outfit change. Like everybody went and the whole change of scenery. Yeah, BET did it up.
I did not know. I thought it was just gonna be like the Fresh Prince reunion where they all sit on the set of the show.
That's what it was. And then,
BET didn't tell us about that part.
And then they walked out the apartment door into a different set. They all changed into all black, and then people did eulogies and did some music performances. And then Snoop Dogg closed out the show. Why am I forgetting the name of the bar?
Nipsey's.
Yeah, Nipsey's. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nipsey's. Snoop closed out performance wise. But nah, it was
they brought it back all the old sets.
Yeah, it was dope. It was funny seeing everybody's favorite episodes, man.
And send me your BET Plus passwords.
Yeah, I got you. it was funny. Like they seeing all the episodes, just seeing how talented the whole cast.
I gotta rerun. So it's only on BET Plus. Or is it on HBO too or no?
I think they're owned by different. It's not like with the Fresh Prince reunion where like Warner Brothers and HBO Max have a deal, so
I
want to
go back and rewatch it.
Yeah, it was dope.
Even though Martin's show was a subsidiary of HBO, but it was a part of a subsidiary that doesn't exist anymore. HBO Hip. Remember that at the end credits, they'll turn on that light, the HBO,
Yeah, nah, man, it was good to see everybody's kind of favorite episodes, and just to see how talented, like, they were in the moments, and they're talking about how, like, during the New Jack City scene, how, like, they could not stop laughing.
No. You watch that scene. That's what makes it so I got, like, people trying to hold it. Tommy trying not to break character. He had to turn his head.
They were saying that because, and with that scene, like, Martin got cleared for a real dog.
I heard about this.
Yeah, like, Martin wanted a real dog. They said they could get him a real dog, but then, like,
mind you, he had a stuffed animal puppy in the scene.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember the scene, but, and then they was like, nah, they was like, like the day of, they was like, oh, dad, we could get robbed. So they just gave him a stuffed dog. So then Martin like, all right, man, well, like, what could a dog do? Because the dog can at least, like, stand up on his own. They're like, yeah, it can stand up. So as soon as he let it go out of his hand,
like, it fell. He was like, stay.
Like, the improv, it should have. That's one of my favorite scenes of Martin. I've definitely put
myself in that scene and trying to imagine myself, like, keeping, like, a straight face.
Cole was saying, like, man, I had to teach myself how to laugh without moving my face. So he's like, during a lot of scenes, I was like, but like, he's like, I couldn't move my. He's like, because Martin used to just have us crying laughing. The
random spoon shit too. That was that was improv. That, like,
he
that
said
was,
he still get that.
That scene wasn't supposed to happen. And it, like, but Martin, mm-hmm. Martin had a genius idea to roll with it. Like, I'm gonna fight you every time.
It's not walking a group chat. I need to go back, man.
Yeah, no, it's a bunch of just dope episodes because unlike it was a sketch show and. Sitcom at the same time.
At the same time, because all those characters that Martin was doing with Jerome, Shanae, Bob the White Guy,
The Range,
Elroy, The Range, Dragonfly Jones.
I can only think that's probably the only one that is both like that.
Tommy Davidson made an appearance.
He came back
as Varnell.
He came to
Tommy
Hill.
Davidson.
That's why I saw a clip of that. That was one of the clips I saw. And someone said, this made me feel old because Tommy Davidson. And I had to interrupt. Hold on, everybody. That was drugs. That's why he looks like that now.
And it was crazy because I told me, I'm like, oh, if I seen Tommy Davis on the street, I would not recognize him. he looked completely different.
He did not take care of himself over the years.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, man, is he that old?
Like, no, it was just the drugs. A lot of them don't look that bad. They don't look like it.
I thought I was tripping. But
Speaking of drugs. This is mad random. I told you guys in group chat. We were at the hotel last week after the wedding. And I was watching BET Plus like super late, and I was watching like the Whitney Houston documentary. Dog, I had no idea her brothers was doing drugs too. I felt so stupid. I'm like, I knew she was on big like cocaine vibes, and I'm like, oh shit.
Wait, what were you watching?
I was watching the Whitney Houston like. There's like one of the many documentaries she has. It's on BET.
It's like a third.
I didn't know if you was watching the Bobby joint or were you watching?
Whitney Houston has a lot of documentaries. Yeah, it's a ton.
I didn't know she was gay. They put that up.
All unauthorized.
Oh yeah. I didn't know that was gay.
Didn't know that either. Learned something new.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But like now, I was watching like, oh, her brother, he got drafted in the NBA. I was like, oh, that's a good ass story. And they're like, yeah, you know. And he was like, yeah, I was singing with Whitney on tour, and he's like, man, we were partying every night, whole bunch of drugs. I was like, whoa. I knew she was on drugs. I didn't know it was a family event. And one of her brothers was crying, saying he's the first one that gave her cocaine. I was like, damn.
Yeah, nah,
didn't know that.
It was on that motorboat, brother.
he said we were on tour. He said I found drugs everywhere we went. I knew where I was. I'm like, damn, god damn,
Where'd you find this? R.P.
Whitney though.
Yeah, rest in peace. Shout outs to mainstream media. They were shielding the shit out of us from the reality of
what
the
lesbian thing. I was like, what?
I'm like, huh?
I remember, but
I was like, what? They said she had the person that everybody knew that was.
Yeah,
like
her girlfriend.
They were trying to like pay her off and stuff. Like, yo, like, we'll pay you this. Like,
it was the way the church folk try and had like you know, like, whenever someone is lesbian in the church,
your mom,
like, some things go without saying. You know what it is, but like the church don't really.
And now growing up, there was a lot of moms with best friends that lived with
him. It's like 20 years ago. Okay, it's a long ass roommate. All right,
man. That yeah.
oh, uh, My old coworker update. She said, "I'll slap the shit out of Drake."
man, people are upset, man. But
yeah. I always wonder what the island people felt about this album.
You already know.
But yeah, shout out to
they'll get it later. She'll get it later.
Electric Drake music, man. Yeah, they'll get it right later.
See, now I'm forgetting Drake's quote. What did he say? You'll get it later.
He said he'll get it later, but we already moved on at that point.
Oh yeah, catch up. That's right. She'll catch up. Yeah,
enough.
You'll catch up.
That is a smooth line. Hey, yeah. You'll get it later, but we've already moved on by that point. Hey, that's funny.
Drake
that's,
is a funny guy.
Hey, that's a good one. That is.
He dropping a poetry book too. I said, oh shit, he's just doing all the passion shit.
He got some bars for it. I'm reading that.
Yeah.
I know he got some lines
Drake,
in that.
Drake
joke.
Can embrace.
I know he got some lines.
Drake can embrace the quote unquote I did wrong, but his career you can't end him like he's too big at this point where he can't be stopped. Like he can go on a crazy rant. Drake is Homelander. Right, when you think about it, Drake is Homelander at this point.
Look at the segue.
Amazing segue. That speech is equivalent to Homelander's speech about.
Yeah, I tried to watch the boys. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't make it.
It's kind of hard. I try to put my phone down because I'll be like, oh shit, I didn't been on my phone for the past 7 minutes. I got to rewind and shit. But yeah, overall, like the hot take I was gonna talk about.
Okay.
They're running out of their writing is running out of content.
Yeah.
You caught that too. Cause I'm like, okay, like, no one's character's developed, bro. Like, if you look when the show first started, he was trying to like, you know, make up for his girlfriend dying.
Kimiko, she's evolved.
Like, bro, they still ain't done nothing. With the A-Train stuff, I'm like, all right, I get like he wants to hate him, but like, when is the redemption coming at some point? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, I don't know what you're doing with his character. Somebody need to get some damn powers for like and actually keep them permanently. Like,
shout out to Seth Rogen, man. Hey, man. Hey, Seth Rogen. Hey, this is Rage. This is about as far as I go.
Like,
and he makes a cameo. Shout out to Seth.
But like at this point, it's just like, okay, so like Homelander just has to carry the show basically. Like it's just he's just carrying on his back. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like the flat. Like I don't want to ruin too much, but like yeah, like the flashback stuff they did was cool. It's kind of figuring out more about Black Noir. But like I'm just like, where are we going with this? You know what I mean? So I don't know.
I don't feel like they had, and also I feel like they wasted, like the black. They didn't do like the any type of build up because people were wondering like who's under. They just casually showed us that it was a black guy because the comic books it was this Homelander.
Yeah,
under the Black Noir.
It's like his clone,
like,
basically.
Like so cause people thought it was gonna be this big build up to reveal that Black Noir is a Homelander clone. So it's Homelander, but it's just a nigga.
And that's this is the best
Black Noir, by the way, means. Black. Like, cause like noir just means black. And so his name is black. Yeah. And it's a black guy under it. And he was dark as hell. So
and then when people I'm start black, saying, yo. Like, oh, this is the I'm best black. Superhero show on TV, I'm like, no. What I've learned from this show and Peacemaker is y'all just like superheroes that be swearing a lot and they just be killing people for no reason. That y'all don't really care about writing because you really don't. Don't care about this Marvel project.
They ran the whole splash Huey with blood and guts thing into the ground. Like, all right, we get it. Like y'all did.
Yeah, you guys are superheroes. You guys fuck people. We get it.
Yo, Seth.
Like I feel like it's always the let's make the superheroes realistic.
Yeah,
superheroes aren't realistic. Like
they're superheroes.
Not people. They're not real people.
It's
they're
not real.
It's not real. You see that? You shoot that down. It's not real.
Exactly.
Like no. That they always like that. I feel like that's everybody's take on superheroes. I want to make them realistic.
Yeah.
No. Like no. That's the whole point. It's fantasy. It's
actually. You know who's really carrying the show? My guy. Who's the black dude that runs VOD? What's his name?
He's
the best actor.
He's the best actor, and they got him out of here.
He's dropping bars.
He's the best actor of the show.
I feel like they're wasting him.
If we're looking at just actors,
they're wasting his talent, bro. I'm sorry.
He's wasting, and this season, they're not doing nothing.
Man, what's my favorite role from my guy, man?
He's just got so many, man.
Man, he does. He got one that's...
Future Magneto, just saying.
That's in my head that I just can't...
Yeah, no, I'm on that campaign.
Let's make them all...
Twitter cast.
I love making fan bases mad. Let's make them all, man. Make them black.
But yeah,
this is for Black Noir being black.
but yeah, I just love how like writing only counts when people critique like Marvel shows, but when it's like all the rest of it, it's just like, you know, super a lot of action, like blood and guts, like, oh, it doesn't matter. This is the spectacle. It's like, yeah, when y'all went to all these other shows on like Disney Plus, y'all was the CGI police, and y'all was critiquing every single script. This writing is bad. This character, the CGI. I'm like, bro, like. Stop,
yeah,
this,
man.
Like, keep it consistent. You know what I mean?
This made me do the whole because I was doing the thing on my mind, like how great shows that have like that one bad season, and all that stuff. And I was like making the bracket like the best of the worst, like how niggas will just say like this. like past season of season 5 of Snowfall, season 6 of Power, season 2 of The Wire, season
all passion projects by the way.
Season 3 of The Shy.
That was past 68 on Game of Thrones.
Passion project.
These are all passion season.
I would prefer
like, we got to do the brackets of like the critically panned seasons of the greatest shows and see like who makes it to the final, who got the best worst season.
All passion projects, man.
I'm trying to wonder like when most
either they tried to shoot it different or they let somebody else be the director or the passion project.
We didn't get it. We'll catch up. By the time we moved on.
Cuz I feel like most shows like if they're kind of skeptical and get season 2, they'll like go all hard season 1, and then season 2 is all over. If we got a bigger budget, you know what I'm saying, we can do more. It's like, oh shit, like what do we do now, you know what I mean? So very few shows can like really, like I would say, I think it's always hard to execute a follow up to a great season, also to like close out a great series.
Yeah,
like it's like you really gotta like cross
especially your teeth. If you go in like I'm a like not having a long vision, long like stretch vision.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So like you said, you put all pretty much all your eggs into season 1, and then you're trying to create eggs off of season 2. Like you didn't have a long term, so now you're just trying to like, all right, where should this person go?
Yeah.
Instead of being like, this is the whole arc, and this is where we, this is how we're going.
That's what Ted Lasso is doing after season 3. This is the next season, the last season. Like, we're out. We done.
Yeah, I saw that.
We came here, won a bunch of Emmys. Yeah. We're out.
All right, we came here, did our thing. Yeah. We're not going to overstay our welcome. We're not going to, like, there's not much further we can go. We don't want to write for the sake of writing and it should be trash.
Like, shout out Issa for doing that. Like, no, this is the arc.
No, this is the arc.
This is it.
And I'm walking away.
Yeah, we're not going to keep. I'm not going to keep.
Like, no, I got to go 10 seasons. No, we don't have to.
For example,
my character arced and had a peek, and there we go. Yeah.
Like, even like my favorite show, like one of my favorite shows of all time, The Office. Y'all should have stopped after like season 7. Probably after Michael left, y'all should have left. Like, and then I'm like, all right, well, I'm still gonna watch the support because it's still funny, but you're not getting like the scenes. Yeah. You're not giving me what I was getting like in the first like 5 seasons.
Yeah. Outside of the final, even though I don't have a problem with the final episode, How I Met Your Mother did a great job of like consistently being good for a long period of time, because it didn't require that much character development. It's just like we show up, we'd be funny, we get into these shenanigans in the dating world and all. So, but then they started developing the characters in that final 2 seasons where Barney started going through those serious changes.
What was the point of having Bob Saget be like the voice, and then like, well, you get older, I know your voice changes, but like
I guess I still don't really get that part. I guess they pictured Ted Mosby when he gets older, he's gonna sound like what Bob Saget's voice.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I could just took the regular actor to pay Ted Mosby.
And also it was supposed to be like a kind of like a joke because who Bob Saget was or his perception. So like every episode come like, kids, I'm gonna sit you down because he's like America's white dad. Yeah. So it was like kind of like as a joke, like it's just.
Stop being so hard. I need to rewatch it because I was with my wife's family. They love that show. And I was like, all right, let me go back and rewatch it. Cause
yeah, nah, but even like Seinfeld too. He left. He was like, it was cool. I was done. Like I could have kept going.
It's just syndicated.
I
did my check.
I could have kept going and everybody. I left. Like it's cool. It was over. Like we did every damn near relationship scenario that we could have thought of. And
yeah, Seinfeld is like one of those shows where and just like with How I Met Your Mother, it's not like the first season is the best season. Yeah. You didn't start off like super great, and now you got to live up to that greatness. Yeah. And that's the thing, like you have a luxury of like being a show that builds. There's a few shows like that where it's like, you know, Parks and Rec, or like, I'm forgetting there's another show that I'm Scrubs and all that stuff like that, where they just built a cult following over time and they just got bigger.
Parks
and
Rec is very underrated.
NBC.
I feel like the people that seen it though, rated correctly. Just not enough people have seen it.
And I love when I watch a season something and I'm like, huh, and how I think about it, and I look, and then like everybody notices it says the same thing about it. like I was like, man, season two of Parks and Rec is the best season 2 of any season 2s of a show that I've ever seen. And then I go and then I look up the article.
Everyone agrees.
The article, Parks and Rec season 2 is the greatest season. Why Parks and Rec is season 2 is the greatest season of any season 2 of a show, of a sitcom, and all stuff like, yeah.
It's like the shows where people I love Smallville. Everyone knows that.
Yeah,
everyone loves the first 4 seasons. I hate them shits. I'm like,
oh wow,
like, oh, these are the best seasons. I'm like, bro, like, no, it wasn't. Like season 5 through like the rest of it was cool, but like season 1 through 4 sucks. I'm sorry. Like I've still yet to like. No, I'm good. I will never rewatch that.
When we get to nostalgia, Dan, I'm gonna tell you about a show I've been binging and why season 2 is the worst thing to ever happen to this show. But
did you watch 30 Rock?
Yeah, well, yeah, I watched 30 Rock. 30 Rock.
That was my shit, man.
Tina Fey is just a comedy genius, right?
That shit was amazing, man.
and having that cast of characters.
When Parks and Rec and 30 Glover, Rock was on Donald Netflix, that was Netflix's like prime years when they had all that catalog. And they had Scrubs there too. Oh man,
before like all these other streams, like yeah,
we were once a proper country. It was a good time, man.
Y'all want to get into it? The NBA Finals happened.
Hey, man, before we get to sports, Miss Marvel, man.
Shout out to
Marvel being like, yeah, we not going to do what we do. Moonlight, we going to get to the shits and we going to get to
the
fans.
I've been saying this all week. I've been holding myself accountable.
I appreciate it, man.
I saw it first. I was like, okay, this is very homecoming vibes. You know what I'm saying? I like how they like had tied her culture in and didn't come off like, okay, you're pandering. It came off really like authentic too. Mm-hmm. And just the writing was good. Got right to the powers, you know what I'm saying? They definitely changed their powers from what they are in the comics. Because people fan of the comics, they were like, yo, this shit's way better than what was in the comics for powers. Like,
and they did say that her powers are kind of evolving, so it might get to that point where it's in, you know, Mr. Fantastic is
her personality. Her personality's dope.
Yeah, it's smooth. Right. And the thing with this episode though, like they got to like they didn't even try to like draw it out like like, oh, let's shockingly surprise the new boy.
He's like, oh, I know who you are.
We knew you were part of it. We knew you was with some shit.
You know, you gang.
Yeah, we knew. That didn't surprise us that he showed up at the end of the episode.
He was a high school senior with a Porsche. I looked like, all right, something off.
I'm glad they didn't draw that out for a few episodes. Like, oh, nobody notices that he's different. Like, nigga look
30.
Yeah, they got right to that. Thank you. I was happy for that. Like, all right, yep, y'all put him in, and we could clearly see he was different. And by the end of the episode, we seen that he was part of some other shit. I didn't know that the dude that interrogated Peter Parker.
Oh yeah, yep.
I didn't even realize from that was a whole different agency. I didn't know that they weren't like regular police. Like,
nah, they're the agency that Tony made after Avengers, the first one.
Oh, okay.
Because remember in Homecoming when they were like the Vulture was like collecting all those parts, and those people came to, hey, we're the damage control.
Yeah.
Yo, your job is done here. That's Tony's company, basically. That's what they're like, oh, you destroyed the city that made a profit cleaning it up. Like, capitalism. But yeah, I think
love capitalism.
They're basically like government bad now, so.
Yeah. So yeah, because I thought, seeing No Way Home, mm-hmm. I thought he was just getting interrogated by the regular police. I didn't know he was getting interrogated
Big feds.
Yeah, some random organization that's scared of the feds or that operates on a different wavelength.
All I'm gonna say is, man,
they was like, oh yeah, we gotta get this for the FBI season. So
they setting the stage, man. I see what the vision is, man.
Man, she coming through like hurricanes do, man.
Is it too early to predict where we think this is gonna go and end up in the TV series rankings? Next to Moon Knight,
it's gonna be high. It's gonna be definitely. I think it ends up in top five easily.
you know what? It won't be next to. Oh, yeah. But we was talking about like.
I mean, top five. Well, it's easy to make. not that many shows. Yeah.
Top three.
We were just saying like I like how the fact that they introduced the young dude and we knew he was somebody else. Like you knew who
he was somebody. And then
right at the end of the episode, we were okay, cool. I was like, I'm glad they didn't draw that out for a few episodes.
Oh yeah.
Who is this guy? It's a mystery.
We'll find out in episode 5.
Is he sneaky? Does he have her back? Is he? Yeah, no.
Hey, man, Shama got Bruno, man. He was hurt. He was like, damn, man. He got a car. Man.
A big Porsche.
I'm on this 10-speed, man.
I almost feel like I don't want to watch no new Rockstar stuff while I watch this. Like I'm cool, kind of figuring out as it goes. You know, I seen one of their thumbnails for the second episode. Like, oh, who is she? I'm like, I don't know if I want y'all to explain to me who she is. Like, mm-hmm. I'm cool with. I might be cool with just
for like the main stuff and like with new rock stars for like certain characters and who they think a person is. I think new rock stars is good for this. Somebody gotta call them out on their bullshit. They be looking too hard at like little shit in the background. Little if you zoom in into the corner by the elbow, you'll see a thing. Oh, that's a symbol that Galactus is coming. Or let's say something.
That's Mephisto.
Boy, they be reaching whenever they say look in the background, zoom in. We're gonna see that means we're gonna see a cameo. They always get to say we're gonna see so and so come like, yo, y'all are terrible at that. Yeah. Stop zooming in and like little shit, little specks of dust in the background.
There is a certain cameo that would just be the easiest layup they could do. Yo, call up Tom Holland real quick. They in the same hood. Jump through tunnel.
Like I said, like we were saying, so Sony got the dude that's trying to bring her in, him being the guy that interrogated Tom.
Interrogated Tom Holland. Yeah, no, yeah,
that's what we're talking about. So you bring, you know, but you know, Tom and Queen, she in Jersey. You know, I'm saying, just around the corner,
couple swings over.
That's literally two hops, skips. Yeah.
So we right away. Right,
I'm trying to remember like when this takes. The timeline's all weird now, so I'm trying to remember.
I don't even try to keep up with that timeline.
I try.
God damn it, that shit.
I was like, all right, this is.
That is a headache trying to keep up with that.
I don't know. I know what happened after the Battle of New York. That's all.
I love her recap, but I'm just like, all right, you kind of.
That's. I know for sure it's after Endgame. That's like, I know for sure. But nah, yeah, shout out, yeah, definitely a cool show. Go ahead, Hasan Minhaj, go ahead, jump in there, man. Get your cameo.
They could definitely bring Kingo in there because they referenced him when he was like, yeah, my mom had a crush on the actor. I was like, oh shit, okay, tie the internals
in there. Tie that in.
Nah, he got though. Oh no, yeah. Did he stay?
No, he didn't.
They picked him up.
Who did they pick up at the end of that? It was three of them.
Yeah, it was Cersei. It was.
Oh yeah, no, he got picked up because he was still on Earth.
Yeah, it was Cersei, Athena, and Fastos.
Yeah, and like Star Fox jumped on the ship
because he only picked up three of them, right?
Yeah,
it was those three.
Okay, so he didn't get picked up.
Let me double check and see.
I can't remember who got picked. Nah, because him and Sprite were still on Earth. Oh no, but Sprite didn't have powers no more.
Sprite, yeah, her bum ass. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. The speedster. Because
she was on the ship at the end.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he was on the ship at the end because I think he was. Yeah,
he went back to his movie career.
Yeah, I think exactly.
I know, I was
banking on niggas. He just kept reinventing
the way
himself.
That they tried to explain that. Like, yeah, that no, was, no, we just tell them that this is my father.
That
this
is
my
too
grave.
Funny, man.
Yeah, it was Cersei, Fastos, and Kingo. Yep. So yeah. So Athena's still on Earth. Okay. So yeah.
No, is she?
Yep.
How was she on the ship? Was she on the ship?
I'm sorry, I meant to say yeah.
No, I thought they got her, man.
Athena was on the.
At the end when Thanos' brother showed up or whatever. I can't remember.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so on the ship it's Thena, Makari, and Drew Eag. So she went on the ship to leave to go look for more Eternal. So
Fastos wasn't on the ship then.
No.
No, they got his ass.
He was trying to stay on Earth with the family. They said nope.
All right, come through, my boy. Oh yeah, so yeah, the people on the ship he didn't pull and the people that stayed on Earth is who big guy. Yeah. We got, but
no more Eternals movies. Just give them a show,
please, though, because y'all were they were trying to fit too much into that. In that movie.
Yeah, that was a lot that y'all were trying to do.
Yeah, they were trying to do much. And they saying my man gonna come back. What's his name?
Icarus.
Icarus. They gonna say
not dead.
They definitely got a cheat code because they basically we're just robots, not really real humans. Like, we make another one of you
for sure.
Make another him.
Can't wait for Blade though.
But yeah, we ready. We ready.
That's gonna be a show.
They started filming
that.
That's a movie, bro.
That's gonna be a movie.
That was announced too that they started filming.
Yeah, I just seen that. Yeah, that happened within the last couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
That's fire. But yeah, man. We're gonna go ahead and move on to the champ. Yeah. You know what I mean,
His name is Wardell.
Wardell. Man.
All right, Stephen Curry. All right, the babyface assassin.
I was wrong. Tatum failed me.
Nia Long led us astray. to be honest, a lot of Black Twitter was doing it for Nia Long. We were doing it for her because we love Nia Long as a culture. As a culture. Even we knew they weren't going to really win. I didn't believe in the Celtics like that.
My biggest takeaway is after game four, that shit was over. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I wore the jersey as a because I knew I wore it for bad luck so that they would lose because I'm not rooting for Tatum. I've been championing Wardell also. I can't just abandon him. I had to figure out a way to make him lose, and I found a way. Just wear the jersey. It'll jinx everything.
All I'm going to say is that is the most lackluster game six I've ever seen a team that's on the brink of being eliminated play.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, y'all do that. Y'all don't have another game.
Even though this is nitpicky, is this their worst championship?
No. Hell no.
As the Warriors, like with the...
Oh, no.
Do they have better championships than this?
Or I think 2015 honestly, might be the best, honestly.
Was this their best championship?
I think 2015...
Like what's their best championship? Where's this rank?
It was one of the KD ones that was the best. So? It was probably the first KD one.
Are we talking
one.
like overall team performance? Like what are we talking about?
I'll say
Wardell
value. Like what?
I'm not talking about individually. Like as Wardell because he had to carry the team on his back. So that's what I'm saying.
Are we talking the Warriors or Wardell?
I'm talking about the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the first KD one because one, it's hard to win the first year.
Sure,
it's of coming together. We've seen a bunch of teams not do it. They first year coming together, they had to figure it out. But yeah, so for that to happen, for it to be a series, and KD having to hit that shot in game three.
Was it really a series, bro? Was it over five games, though?
I mean, you know.
Well, we got gentlemen sweat. I ain't even going.
It was game three, niggas was nervous. But
we can't rewrite history. We can't rewrite history. What happened?
I'm Clutch Sports Russell here. That shit was done.
I think I'm gonna say the one that was my favorite was probably because that was big. Like I said, KD versus Bron. You know, Bron was doing his thing.
Because I feel like
didn't Bron average like 40 that series or something? It's crazy.
I'll say this when we look back at this championship. Because if you don't rewrite history and you actually look at how people were killing certain people for not showing up on the Warriors and them and not doing it, was just Wiggins and Curry. The people were saying
Maple Jordan.
Yeah. So like out of the other championships that they've won, that wasn't that like they weren't getting killed like that. as far as the team not showing up, like they were just shooting going crazy. And so that's why I'm saying like performance wise, as far as it being a team effort. More so,
I think defensively this is probably the best one.
Easily. Defensively, yeah.
Easily. Okay. They would. Andrew Wiggins, man, I don't know what got in him, bro. I was like, like Tatum, you ain't got nothing, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna give you like Steph really carried them niggas.
Oh yeah,
Clay
was selling in game six.
Oh god,
listen, Orin has an apology that he would like to make. He would like to walk back some slander that he had. For Andrew Wiggins. or what do you Maple have to Jordan. Say about Andrew Wiggins showing up in the series?
I will say Andrew Wiggins plays well when he's with great players, and that's who that's what he did. He is not an alpha, he is not an A, he's not a B. But on a good team, he can score very well. That has been my consistent take on Andrew Wiggins. And he wasn't gonna do nothing for us, so we got him out of there.
Not at all.
And according to everybody on social media, that the Timberwolves should be thanked by the Warriors for all that we've done for Golden State by passing on Steph, passing on Clay, and giving you Andrew Wiggins. So this is partially our championship too. We should have not a parade, maybe a concert.
Did you see the meme? The collage, like, you want to win a championship? Leave Minnesota. They showed the collage of all the people. Kevin Love, Kevin Garnett.
Y'all couldn't win with D-Lo, so we took him off your hands. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you know, we are like the B team. We are the JV of the Warriors. You know, we make sure they're great.
My biggest takeaway was
we're the development for
the Warriors.
We're artist development, and then they're ready.
We're step up from platinum. Step up from their G League team. My
biggest takeaway, I think, which was like for me when watching it, kind of think what the difference was when it came to coaching. I just feel like the experience factor, like the adjustments and everything. I just don't really see like what Udoka's playing as far as guarding Steph, like games like 4 through 6. I'm like, I don't know.
No. What they was taking stuff out of it,
they was
running a box on one.
They was locking down. Steph had some games. Steph had a couple games where they were
besides the 43. The 43. Yeah, like he. But the games that came out that they was face guarding him the whole time. Like they wasn't. They was like everybody else could shoot the ball but him. I will say what this showed me is that. You do need three options at least. At least three threats.
You need a point guard.
Boston doesn't have three threats. They have two threats, and that's why they just couldn't do it. And they were just inexperienced. Like, it is what it is.
You know, I have to walk it back. This might be one of their best championships outside of the KD one because as a package, as a whole, when you look at it, this is the first time we've seen them win and then pop their shit after the game.
They
already said, you talk y'all with Clay, you hear what Clay said? Yeah, hear what Wardell had to say? Like, no, we heard that shit y'all said. Yeah. We heard that shit y'all said.
Yeah, what else you gonna say, man? That's what he said. I'm Wardell. Like, don't.
But also, they made sure they let us know. No, we heard you. I heard that shit.
The Steph putting a zero above his eye because everybody was saying they had zero chance of winning the championship.
When he was pointing to his ring finger,
that was crazy because that was in the third quarter. Damn, niggas did it in the third. He wasn't letting this one slip. He like, nah, in the third quarter, he got this in.
I knew it was over when Boston would like get within nine and then somebody hit it. I'm like, it felt like they kept getting close, but it's like you're still doing like Al Horford out there flexing. I'm like, bro, y'all down like 15.
Yeah, they just didn't have a third threat. Like, say, you don't even got to be like, you know what I mean? Because I was like, Golden State has three threats, but nobody was playing well. Poole wasn't playing well. Draymond wasn't playing well. Clay wasn't playing well. You know what I mean? So, like, But they had the threat of three players.
I feel like Poole's better, like the last three Poole, games. He wasn't like great. I'm saying, but I feel like Poole, compared Poole to the first three. Show. I'm saying compared to like 1 through 3, yeah, I feel like
Poole had a good showing. Was, like
where Poole you, played well the last played, game.
Played well.
he played well the last game. The other games,
he was solid in game 5. I think like 14, smooth 14.
Yeah.
Poole in the last series, he was amazing. They will remember Jordan Poole, how he showed up, how he helped get them there.
I give Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They did what they could with the inexperience and the fact that there's just two.
Oh
of them.
Yeah, being a
like,
young
team, it's just two of them, man. like they're not a third option on that team. Like there's just not.
They got Marcus Smart. Okay,
there's not a third option on that team.
They Kobe Bryant.
People killed him, and I was about to bring up Kobe Bryant. They're like, well, so what did Kobe
they
say?
Said, boy, they said, don't ever text don't Kobe ever text again. Shout out
I don't want to be negative. I don't want to bring the whole Kobe and Jason.
Well, speaking of negative, you know, the sports analysts, you know, they go into war. They're going at it. The two titans, you know.
My last thing about the finals is, honestly, I think if I'm Boston, the offseason, they definitely got to give him a point guard. Because I was at certain points, I'm just like, all right. I think y'all need some. I don't know who they're going to get because the free agency this year is kind of like.
Or nothing. Just, like I said, a legit third option. Even if you get a big, like just get a big that is really a real third option. Like
And for me, I didn't like that starting lineup they had. I was like, I feel like you should have picked either you're going to put Horford off the bench or like Robert Williams off the bench. It's just like a clunky lineup. And then all the ISOs. I'm like, bro, like, Jason Tim, can you make a layup, bro? I'm like, damn, bro. So he do a cool little spin. Like, bro, make this layup, please.
Yeah. Nah, they took JT out.
Yeah, I'm just like, man.
They just need a big because like Jason or what's his name? What's the
Jaylen Brown or who you talking about?
What's their center's name?
Robert Williams.
He's just not a threat on offense like at all. And Al Horford is just old, man. He
used all the energy in game 1, bro.
You see RDC world sketch about that.
Yeah, that shit. I'm cracking up. But, he's good.
He's good.
He just don't got it in the tank. Yeah, like it just ain't in the tank no more, man.
Yeah, that Al Horford shit took me out.
Al Horford definitely still has the skill and everything. He just does.
Derek White used all his good points in the last series. I'm like, bro, they had Peyton Pritchard. I'm like, bro, stop playing him.
Man, and then Steph was just a beautiful. Who's the little white?
That's Peyton.
The light skinned dude.
That's Derek White. Oh, yeah. He was cooking him, bro. Derek White was food. I'm just like,
oh my god. Steph was when they let Steph get the ball, he was cooking everybody. Like,
switch.
He was like, really he was finger rolling on everybody from bigs to littles to anybody.
Whenever Steph got, I'm like, that's a layup. That's it.
Whenever they let him dribble, because other than that, they was ball denial. Like whenever they let him dribble, he was like, I'm not settling for three.
Whenever Al Horford got the switch, I said, that's 3 points.
Man, rolling up.
Like, what do you think? Does this move up Steph Curry?
Yeah, Steph, top 10. Okay. Top 10 all the time.
He's top 10 now. Officially now, after this ring.
Top 10. Who are we moving out of the top 10?
Whoever.
People saying Shaq. That's what I've been hearing. No. I've been hearing Shaq, or I've been hearing, I think, what was the other one?
I seen the top. What was your top 10 list? That was legit. I don't know who was missing from it, but I liked your list. I've seen a few lists that I think were pretty much the same as yours.
Was that your specific list, or you found?
I copied up from somebody else and just kind of moved a couple things around. I agree with this.
Yeah, like I agree because it's Magic, Bird, Jordan, Bron, Kobe, Shaq, Bill Russell, Will. All
right, I know I'm about to move.
Will and Kareem.
Don't ask Golden State Twitter who got removed out. They're like, yo, Steph top 5 now. He top 5.
Okay, that's not. Yeah.
They were taking like.
But this was the thing too. Oh, because this was a knock on. Well, this was Skip's knock. I'm not going to this. They not. This was Skip's knock. I was like, well, he went and got KD. Played with KD, and Shane was like, you do realize everybody. Damn near everybody you got in your top 10 played with each other. You got Kareem and Magic. Mm-hmm. You got Kobe and Shaq. He's like a lot of your top players played with each other in your top 10. And then if you look at it, everybody else that you got in your top 10 played with Hall of Fame players, like top 75 players. So yeah, Steph did for 2 years, for 3 years, even though KD was injured in the third one.
And it's not like they tried to form their super team. Like they were drafted a lot, well coached, well drafted.
No, and they won.
And then they got
they
KD,
won
but,
before.
Yeah, and they them, won before with the team that they came up with. It wasn't
them,
a super
with
team
them that, winning without them. Like that, they just is what it. Like that solidified. Like we won before you.
Yeah,
we won after you.
That's why I always bring up like well, you he needed KD. He won before he got there.
And you seen he won after, and you haven't done it after you. Needed us like you needed us too. Like let's not act like
let's
we
not get it twisted.
Let's not get
it
twisted.
You know I Skip was I've heard
Skip has been saying this shit for the last. I've had to hear the same. That's one thing I don't like about the debate shows, or at least Skip and Shannon's show, is that he reiterates points all the time.
Irrelevant like, ones too. He will like, not answer directly what yeah. we just presented.
He came LeBron's house, hit that shot, bro.
I'm like, I get it. I don't know if you thinking you're getting new fans every episode that haven't heard this take but he literally reiterates the same takes all the time. I'm like, all right, Skip, I heard you say this 17 times. It still doesn't apply.
LeBron can drop 40 points like and win the game, a game winner. What happened 2 games ago?
Did you see him go in all the fourth quarters, in all six fourth quarters, he's 2 for 9 from three. So he averaged 40 fucking points. Like, it is what it is. Did you see this stretch where he didn't score when the game was in the balance and they made a run? He didn't score.
Oh, 40 points. That's what you saw?
He had 40 points. Without the 40 points, the
second quarter, that run, he didn't
that
score
run doesn't mean anything. But no, so that's one thing. But like I said, he won. He's a winner. That is what it is. Like, you know, I don't know what more y'all.
Where did this come from? Him, because it really came out of nowhere. Because earlier in Steph's career, I didn't feel like he was like really that. Like, oh, I'm gonna be his villain type of.
I think for Steph, I think it's yeah. Well, with Skip.
Yeah, with Skip.
I think it's one of those things that we see.
It started after the 2016 finals.
Yeah, and that we see a lot, and that I've heard it more this year, especially in terms of Steph, than anybody that.
Yeah,
people don't like to see you win for a long time at a time. Like people. It's the helium balloon concept. Like, oh, but when people feel like they got it, like, oh man, but then once you keep people just, I'm tired. I literally heard like, multiple people say, I'm tired of seeing the Warriors win, so that's why I'm rooting against them.
I remember when people were rooting for him to win because LeBron was the villain. Exactly. Like, you have to take down LeBron.
They hated him, so it's like.
But even LeBron too. I'm tired with the. Yeah. I got to seeing people like, oh, I'm tired of seeing him win, so I'm gonna hate. Yeah, I'm gonna hate him too. Like, Steph is in that. Like I said, Drake is in that. People, I've seen some people like, man, I can only imagine how it was when Jordan was winning, because was mad people like, I'm tired of seeing this nigga win. Like, the nigga just.
We were kids. We were loving it. Like, yeah. Yeah, just keeps winning,
I'm sure there was some old heads like, all right, come on now, like, God damn. Like, nobody beat this.
They was happy we went to go play baseball so Kenny Smith can get a ring.
Exactly. Let Kenny Smith tell it. They used to whoop on Jordan all the time. So.
Okay, Kenny.
So the top 10 is, it was Jordan, it was LeBron, it was Kareem, Magic, Tim Duncan, Kobe, Larry Bird, Steph, Shaq, and then Bill Russell.
Yeah, you know, Bill Russell always gets the honorable mention.
Bye bye, Bill.
Now, Bill made it.
I'm saying take a step out if we had to take somebody out to put Steph, but Steph was already in it.
Bill Russell.
Oh, so he took it out, Will. Fuck out of here, Wilt.
Shout out to the top 10. Like I said, for how you take somebody out that one, because if you look at like impact, everybody like, oh, everybody was so impactful. He's one of the most impactful. So he has he checks that box. Multiple championships. He has four. He checks that box.
Led a team.
At least two MVPs.
Got MVP. Multiple MVPs. Multiple scoring titles. Check.
But he finally got a finals.
Two All-Star MVPs.
Now he has a those.
He has a finals MVP. They
took
until now to finally get it.
They on the jacket.
It's a patch. They got the patch.
He got the patch.
They give you the bars for it. They or your letterman. You get a bar. Hey,
they wrong for that for Melo that one time when it was like. Like, all they had on the thing was just like all the All-Star stuff. They were like, yes, no, sorry about that.
Yeah, but he checks all that. And then, like I said, he's dominated the era. Like, then he has an all-time record that niggas ain't breaking.
So going back to
the
era conversation, for this era, do we think this is more like how it was like, I think that's in the group chat, how people are saying this is like kind of like how Larry Bird and like
Magic
was for like era, LeBron. LeBron and Steph can say, yo, we basically like
for the 2010s,
era together,
it was
kind of
LeBron
thing.
Curry era, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think you said it, but you know, it's a little more even than Bird and Magic.
Magic got five.
Magic
and Bird, it was like pretty clear. There weren't really narrative changes throughout the course. With Ron and Steph, like, you seen one guy go from the bad guy Steph was basically Chance the Rapper at one point. Like, he was just the good guy, the nice guy that could do no wrong. And then people just turned on him, and he went too much.
People liked the showboat, and then he started doing it. Then he started winning too much, and now they're like, all right, he's arrogant.
We only liked you.
Aisha can't cook.
Aisha can't cook. Well, that's the other thing. They hated her from the jump. People hated Aisha Curry from the jump.
I asked me, I'm like, why do people hate her so much?
They hate her so much. Because she's a pick me.
It's because I'm in the 2016 finals when, like, Kyrie and like Brown were going off. She could tell, I think the whole thing was like rigged, and that's when people really started after that.
And also women hated her. Like, you got to get in the kitchen and cook for your man. And because y'all out there getting pregnant and having babies and y'all are being whores. I mean, if that's your thing, no shade. But I could never be that.
She was definitely slut shaming.
She was slut shaming hard. This was in the midst of Amber Rose's slut walk era.
This is in the middle of women's liberation.
I think once they were like, why can't you be more like Savannah? I was like, okay, this is getting nasty. This is getting really nasty right here. But, you know, so my thing with Golden State, too, I wonder, like, I know, you know, like when the owner's like, oh, you know, we're going to spend whatever to keep this team together. It's a cool thing to say.
It's always the right thing to say.
Because I tell people, because like even like when we talked about salary cap with the Rams, I did some research into that. So basically, in the NFL, what you can do is you can do like credit cards. I was like, you put money aside. It's like, hey, we'll give you this crazy deal. We ain't got to start paying it till like 2028.
And they can bullshit around like, all right, we gonna make it to the topic. We gonna call this a signing bonus.
Exactly. Because I think Wiggins Jordan played. Yeah, we about to get it back this summer. Somebody was like, well, one of y'all's getting a bag and going somewhere else.
Y'all gonna get a bag. That's where it gets shaky. You go get paid.
We still got Clay on the 190. We still got Steph on the Supermax. We still got Draymond on a max. So one of y'all's taking a hometown discount.
Draymond needed
Gary Payton Jr. know he taking a hometown discount.
Oh, for sure. Draymond need to scale that one back.
You can't restructure contract in the NBA. So he like, hey, I'm chilling, bro.
Oh, damn, you can't. No. That's crazy. When I seen the NFL, when I seen the Buccaneers pull that with Brady, I'm like, hey man, shout out. This just shows the white ability or the caucasity that still runs the NFL, because they duck them. You know, white people love the duck rules. They duck that rule. Like, there's no more salary cap, huh? Okay, cool. So we're gonna put about $3 million on the books for you, Brady, and your signing bonus for this will be 20. So you're gonna get your 23 a year, 30 a year, whatever amount. We're gonna give you 7 on the books. And we're going to give you 20 for the signing bonus. And that's how you get your $30 million this year.
Everybody who's Ram fans in about 5 years,
because it ain't about them. It ain't about the money. They got the money for you. Mm-hmm. They just you know, the rules
we
wise.
We're going to spread that out.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and move this. This around. I thought you could restructure your deal, though. I thought.
NBA money is all guaranteed, so you can't restructure
it. In the NBA.
In the NBA.
I thought you were talking about the Rams.
Maybe. Yeah. You can structure it different, but I guess you have to do it when you sign.
Yeah, because you can front end it or back end it.
Yeah, back end it type of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Because with like the
that's what happened with Kobe. They was giving Kobe like $40 million a year them last couple of years because he back ended it. So a lot of the first years he was, you know, trying to let them build team, have some money to build some team.
Because the NFL, what they'll always do is they'll be like,
nah.
Because the NFL, what they'll do is they'll be like, hey, we'll like, you know, up like your bonus this year, so that like your salary's lower that, but like to make it work within the cap. But yeah, it's a lot of weird math.
Hey, that betting on the future shit, boy. That come bite you in the ass all the time. Motherfuckers get injured when you got to cash them out at the end. When you be like, when you're trying to be in the now with it, like, we're gonna you know, front end it and back end.
Fuck them picks.
Fuck them picks. Boy, that shit come back and haunt you, man. You got to be careful with that.
That's what I said. All Ram fans, 2028, it's gonna be some dark days, man.
They don't care. Rams like, shit, we built the stadium. We need to sell these tickets.
I said, dog, where y'all? I was like, yo, you get a new deal. You get a new deal. Like,
we got to sell these tickets now. This stadium needs paying.
Bro,
for
have you seen
now.
That stadium?
Pictures, bro. No, it looked great.
Bro, this somebody in LA was like, bro, this ain't even stadium. This is a day party with a game going on.
And man, that Vegas one looked fire too. Yeah, definitely want to.
Shit, that kind of,
that's what we got to do, man. We got to do some traveling, man. We got to come see We got to go see these stadiums.
I want to see a Dallas stadium for sure.
Yeah, we got to go see. Oh, Jerry World. We got to find some nosebleed tickets to some of these games. We got to fly out. Might as well fly because gas prices is crazy. You can't drive nowhere. Driving to Chicago is not cheap.
No, the flights are crazy. I don't know if you've been hearing the flights.
I've seen some things.
I was Have you seen some things going on between Skip and Stephen A?
Skip and Stephen A.
I do not want to let this go by when I was talking about this.
So I seen it and it was just crazy to me because like Stephen A always gives Skip his flowers. It's like, oh man, he kept me in the game. He brought me in the game. You know what I mean, like I was scared to shout. Skip, you know, just like everybody that's worked with Skip, Shannon says anything like, yo, Skip, it was Skip's choice, you know, we grant, you know, gave me the blessing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, and then I don't know if somebody asked for the clip notes of the story. So Stephen A. Again, not bashing.
He reworded it a little different than what he used to say.
He never bashed it. He just gave you the more detailed version of the story. He said, "All right,
he just told you the truth."
So he gave you the clip notes. So yeah, at 3 p.m. we got done shooting, and I was walking out to my car, and I heard a voice. It was Skip. Skip came up. You know, he gave you the Harry Potter version of it, like. The story with every detail, like with every single detail. Yeah, Skip was wearing black shoes and a white shirt, shoes tied as tight as possible. And he told me that, yeah, man, you know, I think we do something special, man. I wish, you know, you should come on, you know, and basically, you know, recruit him. Like he would say Draymond did in the parking lot to KD, he called him crying, recruiting, and recruit him. And Stephen A said, yes, sure, I will kindly do that. And Skip said, no. None of that was true, I guess. I didn't watch the whole clip of what Skip said.
So, who do you believe?
I know Skip said no. That's not how it happened.
First of all, so Stephen A started all this, technically.
I believe Stephen A.
Okay. And you
know, it's June. 100%. It's Juneteenth. We believe in Stephen A, goddamn it.
First of all, this was early Twitter days. This was early, like, where people were demanding, like, yo, we like this because all the everybody else you guys trash the show. Yeah, like, this was the only interesting thing seeing y'all go at. They kept asking, yeah, bring Stephen A back because this is the only thing worth watching is y'all two going on because we hate homeboy that blocked you on Twitter. Like,
oh, Rob Parker.
Rob Parker. Like, we hated
them too. Them two bald headed twins. Like, bro, like. What First Take in the beginning was not what it was until like Stephen A came on. Yeah. That's just a fact.
It just wasn't.
Like, it just wasn't. I'm sorry. Like,
who else you gonna get? Jalen Rose?
Jalen Rose got banned.
I know. I was making a joke because we all know the history there.
I with Stephen A, like, I don't know. Yeah, like, I get it. That's funny.
Hey, yo, Giannis getting a Disney. He getting a Disney Plus movie.
Yeah, how the fuck? How does Giannis' brother got a player option? That's how you know your big bro plugged you in. Like,
all his brother's rings except for one of them.
Man, how the fuck? Oh, player option? No, player option. How the hell did his brother get a
player? How does he play?
He don't even play. How the fuck? He got a player option on this kind of. Shout out to Giannis.
Nepotism.
Yeah.
We love to see it.
Gotta love it. Love to see it.
Happy Juneteenth.
Hey, man. Can't pick your brothers.
Speaking of nepotism, quick shout out. Stephanie McMahon is now the CEO. She announced it like, I was supposed to be surprised. They made some very funny memes off of like Shane McMahon, the nigga that got kicked out of Temptation, just watching TV on the bar, watching Temptation Blow. They're like, Shane McMahon after the announcement that Stephanie is now the new CEO.
Just to end the Stephen A thing, I hope Stephen A claps back because this would be an interesting.
This is all for the ratings.
I'm here for it. This is the dark days of
the dark sports. Days. We need content.
When the only thing on is baseball, and
bring it on, man.
Was this content coincidental? I don't think so.
No, because they knew.
This is all part of see. Some of y'all don't get
July
it. Y'all
the dark days.
Some of y'all don't get it, but y'all catch up. You know,
by the time you do,
we moved on.
But
Stephen A about to go off
because boy, this is when they get to. They get to doing whole segments on Bronny workouts and all those.
So the Dallas Cowboys, will their stadium get a new vendor?
You see Jerry Jones eating steak at Prime 112. Is he gonna put a Prime 112 in? This is when they go to their usual suspects and just get to talking about their lives. And
we see Kevin Love and LeBron working out together. Is Kevin Love coming to LA? Yeah, no.
Oh my goodness. This is the dark days of sports journalism. They get to be on social media.
It's gonna be a long July.
They got the Google alerts on and working.
I keep forgetting the draft is next week too.
Yeah, yeah, it came right.
Yeah, that'll give them something. They'll give them content to hold them over for a few days. But they needed this type. They should do that just every year.
July, some type of beef that we can keep going. July's the dark days, man.
I see the vision. The ratings going up. I see Vince McMahon's vision. Like, he got people to watch SmackDown for the first
Google,
time of year.
Google
that was
alerts
big.
On deck.
Shout out to Minnesota. They was in Minnesota. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I would have paid to watch Vince McMahon basically say, "Yeah, y'all." We're in this together, and our company slogan is now here, now, forever, together. Thank you. And they just walked away.
Shout out to Vince, man.
Big Vince.
Stephanie!
Shout out to Vince, man. That clip you sent us was funny with that pimp. I forgot there was a wrestler that was a pimp.
Godfather.
They used to say ho. The Godfather.
Train.
They used to say hoes.
And then King, they're like, here comes the hoes. He's got the hoes, King.
Fucking J.R. King.
Puppies! Oh,
man. Early 2000s.
That was wild. That was wild.
What a time.
What a
Oh, my God.
He used to really be saying the whole train.
And he was,
man.
And before every match, he would proposition them to be like, now we can fight, knowing I'm going to kick your ass. Or you can have any of these fine holes. Of
holes, though.
And it was some ugly white women that he was always presenting them.
He always, man.
I don't know. Maybe they were supposed to be fine for 2000. Oh, maybe they were, man. Maggie Gyllenhaal's. You like, know that was, that's what their version of fine
you
was.
You know that was Drake's dad's best friend. That is a Memphis pimp.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Easily.
Man, you know he used to hang out with Chance Howard from Hustle and Flow. You know. That's where they based the character off
Even
of,
like
man.
The old rock coach like Trish Stratus. I'm like, bro, this is.
Oh, yeah. It is not age well. Yeah, HR. Was way so that's why I say this is nothing to Vince. Vince could.
That's what exactly. That's what I'm like. This is what got you.
I'm a billionaire. While like
nah, they 3 million. Think of one.
People say no. People like now everybody's pulling up like all old, like all people from behind the scenes. Like yeah, you know he met the first female referee brought WWE. That's the main star, right? Vince hit that.
Yeah, okay,
and then and then never called her again. And then he used to do a lot of cocaine. Everybody like all the people, the big dogs that worked in the company. Like yeah, no, he used to brag about it. Like no, it wasn't a secret. He used to tell her, I can do more cocaine than all of you. And then that's how he came up with all these crazy storylines. I'm like this is why. So this is why Vince thought they just could not miss. He's like, yeah, and he couldn't. He's Teflon.
You heard about people doing little speedboats and coke? No, he was doing yachts. He was doing yachts and coke.
There's nothing you can. It's too late now. Vince already did everything he did. So it's like, Vince Teflon at this point.
He used to blow down a mountain. On
this is a succession storyline. I told everybody that,
man. But yeah, no shot, man. No, again, the whole train, man. I don't know. I just want to know how much. Did The Rock pay to a legal team to scrub every controversial thing that he did during his wrestling career from ever?
They worked overtime.
They was in Vince's office like, no, we need all the fucking tapes of all the wild shit. They've been on the internet working around the clock.
Because this is why you don't see, and even though people knew he was a big wrestler, it's like the O.J. Simpson thing, like they scrubbing on Troy anymore. This is how you know owning your name is a big deal. Since The Rock owns names, he was able to do it. And this is why you don't see any footage, even though you know he existed, there's no footage at all of Jesse Ventura or Jesse Bryan Ventura. Because it's really like, no, you do not have, I own it, and you don't have the rights to show anything of me ever being in the WWE.
I was never here.
Just like how Prince had a team to make sure that nobody could ever sample
Your song will disappear.
The Rock's team is working around the clock too. As soon as they get the Google alert that
The
Rock,
the whole staff, they're in a room with computers just all day. That's
the Rock.
Job.
Ding, nope, take it down. He got some coders in there.
And The Rock will occasionally peek his head in. I don't hear any scrubbing going on in there.
especially from the WWF days. Boy,
don't let anything else.
I ain't seen a highlight of The Rock in the Versace shirt. Yeah, because that was problematic.
Miami drug dealer Rock.
Cocaine Rock was out here. But yeah, man. No, shout out to Vince.
Vince don't care. Like I'm wild. I'm a wild man. I'm old now. So, oh, y'all want me to leave? Oh, yeah. I'll just be behind the scenes. Y'all want to see?
I come back. Trust me.
I'll come back.
If you know anything about the WWE,
I'll take a leave of absence. Yeah, I'll step down.
Everybody
man,
can come.
Who's going to take over? Who should I have take over for the company? Stop it.
Man, nah,
Shaving man hot.
I seen this storyline on an episode.
Yeah,
before.
No, we've seen this storyline before. They keep pulling up the clips of Vince Man's storyline where he hops in a limo and the limo explodes and he was supposed to be dead. That was great, CGI for his time. It was like, boy, it looked like he really got in the limo and then the limo just exploded. And then they was running with the Vince Man dead storyline for 2 days. Then they had to bring him back because the whole Chris Benoit shit happened. So, we got to stop the storyline. I'm alive and I got to address this Chris Benoit shit.
Ben's back.
Ben. We're going to delete all, we're going to scrub all his shit from.
Shout out to WWE. Man.
So shout out to everybody that's been boosting their ratings with the gracious Stephen A. Skip. I see what you're doing. Vince,
dark days, summertime. Everybody outside.
I feel like you leaked the shit because you don't give a fuck.
$3 million. He had to.
Yeah, Nothing. What? Like, oh. You know what we make off merch a night? Yeah, like,
$3 million.
That's, come on, that's a nice.
That's not a story. He paid off somebody $3 million. That's not a story.
Yeah, right. Like that. That's light.
Like, yeah, that's like somebody saying,
he cheated on his wife. So I'm a billionaire. I'm gonna cheat.
Again, $3 million.
So, that's a billionaire cheated on his wife with a
$3 million is a payoff?
That's, and paid her $3 million.
That ain't nothing. That y'all think. But yeah, no. Shout out to Vince, man. Still out
here. The Godfather, he has some stories about taking the Undertaker to strip clubs. It's
That was the video you sent.
He alluded to that at the beginning. Yeah. But he actually does interviews like, me and Taker, we go to the strip clubs. He loved them strip clubs. and Taker's like, Charles, married.
gotta.
Seeing the Undertaker in the strip club is wild. Godfather just told the visual of Undertaker just being in the strip club. like every night. Like, he wanted to go every night.
Man, shout out. Dude, that shit was wild. But yeah, man.
Y'all ready to get great. To some nostalgia?
Oh, for sure, man.
So, you know, 96.
What we got in the books for Russ?
I got the wrestling. And Russ, the 96, we can pull from any 96 thing. And if not, I can also look at the Russ list. Because also, the Russ files.
Yeah, the Russ files.
Russ, because you said you wanted me to... Add something to Russ Bob. I'm looking in.
And I was talking about the whole asterisk NBA championship thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, that's not really nostalgia, but like.
Before we get into nostalgia, we're gonna talk about the asterisk.
Yeah, man, that whole asterisk thing is trash, bro. Like, because if we want to nitpick, we could do that on every like last 10 NBA championships. Yeah. Like, asterisk championships is bullshit. Nah, the bubble counted. Okay.
I thought it was funny too. And Skip is the king of putting the asterisk on somebody's sandwich.
Oh, my God. But he don't like it, he'll put an asterisk.
Because he's like, Boston, they were fraud. They shouldn't have been there. I'm like, wait. And like I said, Jordan's my favorite player. But do you think Jordan, every finals, he played somebody that was amazing on the other side? No, them niggas was chumps, too.
You play who was in front of you.
Yeah, he didn't have a battle every – all six championships, you think he was in a battle in the finals? No. He
fighting for his fucking life?
He never seen a game seven, so clearly these weren't battles.
Yeah, clearly these weren't –
We made it entertaining. But
we know of a couple game sixes, but like some of these were done in five. Like he never seen a game seven in the finals. So that just shows you Jordan was whooping on back then.
Dan Marley wasn't applying pressure.
Again, they came. You know, like you don't get to pick who. Like, yes, you're not gonna get a Warriors and Cavs where you got LeBron James on one side and KD and Steph on the other side. Like, you're not getting those every finals. Like, you're not getting that star power.
You know
power
what?
Every
you know
every
you know what I put an asterisk by the plumber ring. All right, yeah. And that's the rings where you niggas was playing plumbers and mailmen and firefighters and stuff like Bill Russell. You got mad plumber rings.
Part time NBA players.
I don't respect your rings.
The NBA was a rec league. Like they worked a 9-to-5 and they played games at night. That's
Frank Sinatra suited up one day and played like I was playing just mad random.
and it's definitely not a thing for somebody that has multiple rings. Like it's not that's not a thing. Yeah. Like
11 rings, you making me respect them all. Like you was just playing some comp right now.
Every 11-1 was a battle.
Yeah. Like that's if somebody has one and like you said it was circumstantial like that. Yeah. Like everybody on the team.
But if you did it multiple times,
if you have multiple rings,
this is a behavior.
Yeah, like clearly they're a champion. Like it is what it is. Like mm-hmm. But yeah, not
but, yeah, but a nostalgia. So we have a lot of 1996 stuff we can for you to mail on, like whether it be
I actually had a song.
You got something this week.
Yeah, I got
something.
Got something
for us. Okay, cool.
Clap it up for myself.
Give it up. I don't know what you're gonna speak about.
So I'm gonna take this back.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I don't know. Russ found some nostalgia.
One of the most fraudulent programs we did in elementary school. The DARE program was bullshit. I'm sorry. This shit did not work for any.
Man, it worked better than not having it. These kids is high as fuck. Yeah. They need to bring DARE back.
They need to bring DARE back.
Oh,
right.
These motherfuckers, like, boy, like, they bro, see they eating pills like they chewable vitamins.
They'll do it for a t-shirt, boy.
Like, I don't know how they did it. You guys at school. I remember back in ours, they were like, yeah, you guys, you know, when you get older in high school, you can go to parties. They're going to tell you need to drink alcohol. They're going to force you to drink it. I'm like,
I feel like they said shit like that, though.
I'm like, did that really happen like that? And then I'm just like, none of this shit worked. A lot of them kids, they go to middle school like in the next like a year, and they were doing all the shit anyway. So I'm just like,
middle schoolers doing that shit. That was a suburban thing.
Do you
that just lets you know where Russ went to school at. Because in middle school, he said in middle school they was drinking 40s.
Damn, I remember during like Saturday morning.
They was doing coke, learning algebra.
A lot of weed in middle school.
The real euphoria.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember being a kid. Or I don't know if you remember this commercial. I don't know. Like it was like they would play it during like Saturday morning cartoons, and they would play the commercial. of the girl. She's just sitting in a room on her bed, and then just a flood of water just starts coming in the room. Oh, and then she's like trying to gasping for air and all that stuff. When your brain's on drugs, your brain thinks you're drowning, and then she just dies, and the teddy bear falls to the ground. It was the darkest commercial. Like, and your brain was pretty much right. Like, that's how the girl said, don't do drugs, don't smoke weed.
Your brain is suffocating. Like, yeah, it just fill up with
but,
something.
But like, get, but like, oh, the way they had this girl just trying to open, when she couldn't open the window, she couldn't, and then she just died in the commercial. Like, we just watched a death in a like for got, a kid during like the kids.
You got to have an appreciation for television, early 1990s television. They literally got to do whatever they wanted. They,
Russ,
they
didn't how give, did they get that off?
They didn't give a
shit. Showing kids that dark
head. Marketing was crazy, man.
They all they cared about was getting a point across. They didn't give a shit about how
it came across.
Now, we're going to give it to these kids raw. Yeah. You're going to die. Yeah, man, you smoke weed.
I remember the cigarette commercials back then? Man.
No, they might. Like I said, hey man, these kids. Like I said, they
Joe Camel was thriving.
Hey, they be popping perks like a chewable vitamin. So they might need to bring that shit back, man. They might need to bring some realism.
Bring back the dead drowning girl. Yeah, for these kids need to see this.
They need to start running
next move during their Roblox.
Yeah, they might during Roblox. They need to start running some of them back.
Like if you can see a Kim K porn commercials on Roblox, and they can see these there.
Happy birthday, Kanye West, man. Happy birthday, Kendrick, Kanye, and Tupac.
The Geminis, boy.
Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday to some greats.
Andre 3000 as well. Gemini, look at the left eye. Look at how all the people perceive the Gemini thing. This is the only thing that's keeping me going. You know, maybe there is some truth to this zodiac shit. Because look at the similarity.
Oh, yeah, the Gemini.
Look at the dual.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The eccentric minds that come with me.
For me, I got two, man. watching that Martin thing and them doing that eulogy for Tommy. Maybe think about it. Y'all remember BET Gospel, man?
Every Sunday, man.
All Sunday. Yeah. You used to be pissed that you couldn't watch none of your shake your tail feather videos. You used to be livid. Like, God damn it, BET Gospel.
You forget that the Saturday is transitioning to Sunday, so they're not going to show them.
Man, as soon as midnight hit on midnight hit, they were straight BET Gospel. You like, God damn it, I can't watch my hip-hop music.
Oh, yeah, you're going to BET. How great is our God.
That made me think of that, which is
speaking of Tommy, they're saying like Tommy there's a collage, like this might be the GOAT character name, because you look at the Green Ranger Tommy, Tommy from Rugrats, Tommy from Martin, and then Tommy from Power. It's like this name is undefeated. There's no other name, regular name, that you can pull and that's greater than
Regular name.
I just think about that all the time. Like, wow, they haven't missed. You can think of
there's some more too.
You can think some other people with great names, but you can also think someone's like, oh no, this character was trash. He's not elite.
I think there's probably some more dope Tommies too that are out there.
Yeah, those are the big four though. It's like
big four. My other one. I was listening to Black Cobain, and it made me think about that whole the beginning of the MMG, good music. Everybody was killing. Sahai was out doing his thing, like that era. It was early Sean, Drake, Cole, Wale.
Yeah, that 2012 era.
You just can't beat that, man.
Long that era BBM like, messaging era. Yeah,
man, it was so hard to download this music, but man, it was worth it.
Tumblr.
Shout out to Amo Music. Shout out to Trump Tumblr.
Shout out to Black Music first.
Hot New Hip Hop .com. That was my
shout out to Zippy Share, man. That was coming through.
Son, where'd you find this?
Shout out to that. Yeah, that anytime I go back and get to listen to that era, I just be like, man, this shit was fire. Like I said, shout out to Black Cobain. And it was just funny too. I didn't even realize how much that Wale was putting Black Trail up above Black Cobain. Like our Fat Trail, not Black
Fat Trail.
Fat Trail can't stay out of jail.
He's supposed to be getting out soon.
Man, that
got out, went back 60 days later.
That was an amazing era of music. Anytime. Crazy. 10 years. Shout out to
So in light of the Double XL freshman cover that came out. Don't know those names.
I should have looked at the names.
But we can always go back and reminisce on our blog era and how well our covers have aged. Every age has has two duds and then our era we have like two duds and then like rest. Like man, they had a
which one was Nipsey on? Like 2000.
Nipsey was 2010. That was a good one. Nipsey, Cole, Freddie Gibbs, Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa, J Rock. That was LJ the Juice Man. That was a great cover, but I'm not really talking about that because we can talk about how great that cover and the 2011 one. 2011 was crazy as well. The very next year, but I decided to binge watch a show. I decided, ladies and gentlemen, to watch a show that's culturally held in high regard, and it is iconic. It is classic, and I am here to slander season 2. Of The Wire. What the fuck is that? The Wire. What? Yo, this is supposed to be the greatest show of all time. And I've always seen people say over the years, The Wire is the great show. I mean, season 2, the docs. And every time they said the docs and all, I was like, well, okay, so what was so bad about season 2? Because I'm thinking the internet, y'all be over exaggerating. It's probably a good show. Y'all just probably had high expectations coming off season 1. And I did watch The Wire in real time towards the end. I was watching like when the new cast was in. I didn't get to see like the Avon Barks. I didn't get to see Idris Elba, the debut of Idris Elba and his character and all that stuff. So I had no idea about any of those characters. I watched season 1. Season 1 is phenomenal. That is a masterpiece of just great television. It was like first of its time. And it made me think about The Shy. The Shy used to be this. The Shy, the first 2 seasons of The Shy, it was just like this. That show almost could have became a classic. Then season 3 came. And Lena Waithe and Scandals. Shout out to Jason Mitchell in the abyss of In Exile. But season 2 of The Wire, man. Season 2 is definitely some bullshit. And I can't wait to get to season 3 because, boy, the season is terrible. And I know season 3 to be a great scene and then segue into the kids that they bring on in The Wire, and I know how that ends because I saw like the final 2 seasons in real time.
Yeah,
without context of the characters that came before them. So now it's all making sense and unfolding. See, I'll get it later. I didn't get it at the moment, but Drake said I would catch up.
Catch up. At that point.
But season 2 was a passion project. Season 2 passion was definitely project. A passion project. I don't know what they were going for. They were trying to switch it up. Everything it. Like no, it, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They definitely tried to fix something that wasn't broke.
Got a lot of passion project.
They're passing projects. Shout out to all you people with
passing projects. Whenever you see them flip characters and pull out, what's the show am I thinking of that they just pull out every idiosyncrasy that, oh, The Game. And just amplified it. Yeah, that was a passion.
Or we always talk about how every show, like when it's going downhill, we just have people just date each other. They have no business just dating each other.
Passion project.
Shout out to Scrubs season 9. Oh yeah, that didn't need to happen. The Scrubs med school, like the new generation.
Man, but episode 96. Like 96. Yeah, man. Oh man.
We are the 96ers. Shout out to the great year. Sir. Great year in music. Hip hop, shout out to Reasonable Doubt.
Yes, sir. Anniversary passed, or is it?
June 25th.
25th, it's coming up.
June 25th, so it's coming up. Anniversary.
I might be next.
Next week. Yeah, next Sunday.
Yeah. No. Saturday.
Because I thought Friday was the 24th.
No, today's the 19th.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, we think.
Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Happy Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day, everybody out there. So I'm seeing fathers getting their recognition out there this year. They're being less petty. People fought for it.
Y'all fought that civil war.
The flowers and the cake options are still trash at these stores in comparison to Mother's Day. But
it's progress,
at least the internet is respecting y'all a little bit more this year. So
keep fighting the good fight.
Keep fighting the good fight. We appreciate y'all tuning into this passion project that is the Sunday Dinner passion Podcast. I am at Brandon Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
@T_Russell3Ls.
And we'll see you guys next time. And as always, plates.